Kwazwai Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirungwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirungwa chedu, uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 18th of February, 2020. Muria Zimbabwe, mtswakazo muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 18th of February 2020. Nasi mchirongwa, today on The Connection, namhla kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, we touch on something that is upcoming, an event that was commissioned and kickstarted in 2017. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa took over the reins as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we focus on the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day, which is annually celebrated or commemorated on the 21st of February, which was the late former President Mugabe's birthday. Now, this holiday was, as I mentioned earlier on, Muria Zimbabwe, was set up lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017, which means the first time that Zimbabwe found itself celebrating Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day was the 21st of February 2018. This year is going to be marking the third celebration of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. Now, this holiday was set up with the idea of commemorating uplifting or youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. Abasakhulayo bebandlele zanu PF bona babone kuqhakathekile ukuthi bathakazelele imisebenzi ka owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe, imisebenzi yakhe yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo kwele Zimbabwe. Saka iwe vechidiki bebathole zanu PF vakathanga vazviproposa kare muna 2007, sithakazozvionawo muna 2017 apo mtungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa vakatora matomu ekuva mutungamiriri wenyika vakabva vaCommissioner Holiday muna 2017. Saka the first time that Zimbabwe found themselves celebrating this holiday was in 2018. Now ndabotsanangura zvakanaka muri Zimbabwe, and I said ukuthi iholiday le usuku loluqa intsha ele Zimbabwe bona babona ngani usuku loluqhakathekile ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani uqhakathekile ukuthakazelela intsha kwele Zimbabwe. However, the big question that we have that we're looking towards are discussing and tackling today is, number one, were the youth empowered lapho owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe was the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe? And number two, are the youth of Zimbabwe empowered now under the leadership of President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa? So I'm looking to hear from you, Muria Zimbabwe, pindai mchirongwa mundu dzo maondering pamsoro pezwa reRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day, 21 February every year. If you're looking to join us, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Or you can call me live parunari kutra utikunzwe itunzwa o maundrenyu pindai pachirongwa on +12026192077. Now, as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on radio on a 909 medium wave frequency. We're also broadcasting on 4930 13860 uyezhepa 15460 kilohertz go shortwave. And as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, uyezhe pa www.voashana.com. Saka pindai mchirongwa, Muria Zimbabwe, mundu dzo maonerenyu makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Danki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. you can dress with me. Ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utshawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Well, you heard it there, Mure Zimbabwe. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at BigMike3, BigMyke3. However, for the next hour, see Lapa, emsakazweni wethu, we're Studio 7, Tripano, Pama Page, Luma Tatupa, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Sikona Njaloko, VOA Ndebele. So, balani mibono yenu, sizukuthi lena, leobona njani, utaba isilalo, namhla, guhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. But before we head over to my panelists, I've already got some people lined up, very young, influential people, who going to be chipping in on whether or not this day is of any relevance, and of course whether or not the youth of Zimbabwe are empowered. Let's head over to some events that have happened in Zimbabwe throughout the course lapo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa has taken over the reins, and here of course we're focusing on events that are in relation to abantu abasakhulayo. Now lapo umongameli Emmerson Robert Mugabe was president, the youth were crying about one serious thing, udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Ngiyaye kusho imigqa kwamabasa, the youth have been crying for a long time, since the time of Robert Mugabe, that the unemployment issue is something that's bugging them. It's something that's affecting the youth of the nation. Now, it's had adverse effects itself. Youth are now starting to consume drugs at a very high rate as a way, of course, as a way yokuzilibazisa abantu abasakhulayo bathi sebekhathele imisebenzi isiswelakala. So let's head over to the first event, a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga not so long ago. Lapho he was talking to abantu abasakhulayo bona besichasisela besithi udaba lolu lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi ngiyaye yokushayekwa kwamabasa. This issue of unemployment is something that's affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
Less than 3 in 10 young Zimbabweans have steady jobs. Many are idle and see no economic opportunity. For some, that leads to problems with alcohol and drugs. Catholic church leaders, community activists, and the Minister of Health are launching a campaign to warn youth about drug and alcohol abuse and how it hurts a person physically and mentally. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says it cannot deal with the problem on its own.
Alcohol and substance use is a rising problem in all of Africa and also in Zimbabwe, and it's become one of our top 3 diagnoses that we're seeing in our mental health units, so it's becoming a problem. There haven't been many national surveys on this problem, but from other nations, substance use can, it's a combination of factors. It's a multifactorial problem.
Youth are susceptible to peer pressure and can easily gain access to drugs, says Dr. Roafam. Once hooked on drugs, they also become more likely to engage in criminal activities. This 20-year-old asked us not to film him when he was smoking cannabis. He says drug use would fall if more people could find employment.
We are going nowhere. Even if we are to look Kuma Street, there are some other people who are damaged. 50% of the youths in the streets, they can't even work. Their life are to distract from drugs and so forth.
This Catholic church hosts activities for young people to keep them busy and away from drugs.
Within our hall, the way it is structured, upstairs we are creating what we call a study center for the young people. We are finishing it. Then we have the computers. We have also started like what we call the sports for the young people. We've created a volleyball pitch. We've created also a netball pitch here as well for the young people that when they are free, during their free time, they can be engaged in sports everywhere here. So at least with that, we are removing them from being just idle.
While those activities might help, when these young people have finished playing, they still find themselves unemployed. And the temptation of drugs and alcohol remains strong. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, thank you so much, Columbus Mavunga. You heard him there. Anga chitaura newe chitiki, achitaura onewango, vano itanyayadze kusimuzira vechitiki munyika. And they were actually discussing how the issue of unemployment is linked to drug use. Now, this is something, as I mentioned earlier on, that's started under isikhathi sikamongameli Robert Mugabe and is still occurring under umbuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So we're talking about youth empowerment, usuku lwe Robert Gabriel National Mugabe National Youth Day is coming forth mhlaka 21 February this Friday. Now another thing that's been happening, and when we take a look at the education sector, abantu abasakhulayo babereki nabo and community leaders are all complaining but sithi isimo sezomfundo kwele Zimbabwe but izinto azimanga kuhle. They highlight how the education sector, many of them firmly believe, is dilapidating by the day. Let's head over to an event that recently happened kobulawayo lapho abantu abasakhulayo benjube high school baphume ngobunenge babo bakabuda nehwantu wabachithi kwete nyaya yedzidzo yanetsa munyika. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
All right, well, you heard there that was footage was compliments of a site, a news outlet. For letting us use your footage. You saw there, abantu abasakhulayo bechidiki bekunjube high school, bachithi kuthiwa into yenzayo sayizonda. Abasikufara bari kuti mamiriro akaita dzidzo munyika. Sezvo hanzi upfumi wenyika vabereki vari kuchemawo bachithi zvinhu zvadhura saka vamwe vana havachakwanisa kuenda kuchikoro. Tukunzwa varairidzi navo vakambochema chema vachita aha ivo kwete mapadza pasi havasi kuenda kuzvikoro nenyaya iyo yemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. So that's something else that has that also happened ngesikhathi sikababa Mugabe. Siloku siqhubekela phambili ngesikhathi sikababa Mnangagwa, abantu abasakhulayo bayakhalala babhekane ngenduvo ezichiyeneyo eziningi kwele Zimbabwe. However, let's end this on some positivity. There are some young people in the nation who are actually using every single source of resource, regardless of how big or how small it is, as a means of uplifting abantu abasakhulayo. Amongst them is Busi Marandure of the Booster Fellowship not so long ago. Upo Ndiho of VOA News was in Zimbabwe and he got a chance to speak to Busi. Let's take a look at what they do at the Boost Fellowship and the initiatives that some young people are doing. Let's take a look.
The Zimbabwean economy has been in a slump for more than a decade, with cash shortages and high unemployment. Now, demonstrators are clashing with government security forces in Harare. The protesters are angry over the massive rise in fuel prices ordered by the government. Booster Fellowship, a non-profit youth-based organization, is trying to reverse the economic downturn. Busisiwe Marandre is the executive director at Boost Fellowship.
We look at ourselves as a bridge between the opportunities that young people seek for and the opportunities that are out there.
The fellowship works in conjunction with Enactus, a global learning platform that operates in 36 countries and strives to develop the next generation of entrepreneurs. Many people are turning to entrepreneurship and innovation to make a living during the economic slowdown.
Entrepreneurship is huge in Zimbabwe, especially for youth, because there's currently an issue with unemployment, where there are more young people graduating and coming out of university than the jobs that are available on the market.
Created in 2000, the Enactus Fellowship has trained over 2,000 young people between the ages of 20 and 25 in work readiness skills. Over 300 participants have secured internship opportunities, which resulted in full-time employment. Alvin Tapera is a university student who hopes to start a business one day.
As young students, we are coming from universities. We need to run the big companies. We need to drive our economies. Basically, in Africa, we are lagging behind, like the Western countries and the Eastern countries. So as the youth, we want to further push the economy of Africa and also bring our countries in Africa to be one of the competitive economies in the whole world.
The program is working with universities in Zimbabwe, and they have created 5 power teams that go into communities to implement waste management models.
So we are trying to work with youth and making them see that you can actually earn a livelihood from waste.
When President Emmerson Mnangagwa took over from Robert Mugabe, he pledged to revive the failing economy, end the country's international isolation, and restore the badly needed confidence in the country. But a critic said that he has failed to turn the economy around and instead triggered angry protests. Paul Liho, VOA News, Washington.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Paul Ndiho, VOA News. That was when he was in Zimbabwe in 2018. Lizibonile lapho kwaqhamuka udlakela eHarare, abantu abasakhulayo beganunwabo ngesimo somnotho. That was during the time lapho price ye fuel yakabva yakwira, abantu vakati amaya. Manzwawo Paul Ndiho ndipo paangari muZimbabwe akaona mukana kukurukura kumbotaurawo naBusi Marandure with Boost Fellowship kuZimbabwe uko. The Boost Fellowship is one of the fellowships that are set up in Zimbabwe. Alenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo by teaching them skills. Umzwilo Busi esechazisa ngempela sithi nyaya ukuthi mabasa munyika hanzi asikuwanika. The nation itself is producing a lot of graduates, but imisebenzi to match the amount of graduates that are being produced kanya ngana watholakale. So Ubusi uyachasisa ngempela, explains anyathutsana ngura mzwane Marandure kuti aiwa chirongwa chawo ichi che Booster Fellowship chine chinangwa chekubatsira vechidiki vachidzidzawo ma skills, vanwo vanozoshandisawo ma skills awo kuvhura ma business. Ndizvo zvimwe zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Ngatinzwei kuti guest wangu wekutanga, uguest wangu wokuqala, my first guest ongenayo kuhlelo, let's hear what he has to say about udaba esilalo kuhlelo namhla. Let's introduce umnumzana Glenn Adliwayo. Glenn, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. But how are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me here.
I appreciate it. How are you doing out there? You in London, right?
No, I'm in New York.
How are you doing in New York?
It's pretty hectic. I'm trying to manage between both work and studies, but I'm okay.
Well, that
also embracing the storm. We have had a series of storms, Sierra and Dennis. So yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Let's hop into it, Glenn. On Friday, the 21st of February, the nation itself is going to be celebrating, a national holiday that was set aside towards, commemorating youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, the Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. You're a young person yourself. You're a Zimbabwean. And I'm sure you've lived through both times, Mugabe and, President Emmerson Mnangagwa. What is your take on this holiday? Do you think it's something that the youth should be celebrating?
To be honest, I have mixed feelings about that because, I mean, first of all, we need to look into what is the import of having such a holiday. What does it mean for young people, mm-hmm. and why was it created? So there are two situations here. We have a first situation, which is what they say they created it for and what actually then happens. Mm-hmm. Personally, if I was in Zimbabwe right now, I wouldn't be celebrating it because it doesn't get to the to actually doing what it says it does. Because if it's a National Youth Day, it should be bringing issues of the young people front and center mm-hmm. of discussion, and without handling them, without doing it in a tokenistic manner, but actually setting down as a country and saying, what is our strategy in terms of development of young people, mm-hmm. what direction are we taking in that development, and are young people empowered to be able to have self-determination within the country as it is. So from a personal perspective, it's not something that I would be celebrating. It would be just another day.
Now, Glenn, not so long ago, I had a couple of young people, obviously week in, week out here on The Connection, we host young people. And there are actually some young people who firmly believe that, you know what, there's actually some good that's happening in the nation, especially for young people. Not so long ago, I got to interview a young entrepreneur who was saying, you know what, in actual fact, it's contrary to what a lot of people believe, under the presidency of Emmerson Mnangagwa, there's been way more opportunities for the youth of the nation. Do you believe that's what's happening?
Before I opine and put in my own input, I think we also have to look at the figures and the numbers, right? And we have to look at the present reality, because there is a problem in trying to make one person's reality the reality of everybody else. Now, post-2017, we have seen that the economy greatly contracted. We have seen an increase in protests, and we have seen even a hardened and more ruthless response by the government. Mm-hmm. We have seen in the city center for the first time, government responding ruthlessly, firing live ammunition on people. That had never happened in the capital center in front of international media in the dispensation of Robert Mugabe. Mm-hmm. And we have seen that the economy has now gone to a point where even some things that were as basic as electricity, of course under Mugabe we had a problem with that, with load shedding and all, but it escalated under the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, for us to understand the country of Zimbabwe, it would be important for us to understand that by design, the nation of Zimbabwe has been conflated between government and state. And so to understand what is happening between state and political parties, ZANU-PF, the ruling party. Mm-hmm. And so it is important for us to also look closely on the goings on of the party ZANU-PF for us to understand if the state of young people is better off or not. And I mean, it would be amiss for us to talk about that without speaking about the recent incident of Louis Matutu and Godfrey Senengab. And they're also deploring corruption, and the response by which ZANU-PF responded to these young people, whether they were genuine or not, is a story for another day. Mm-hmm. But the commitment of ZANU-PF to deal with the critical issue of corruption was shown to be lacking, to be non-committal, and there's no political will to address that. Instead, the government is ready to punish all those who speak out against corruption. Now, that is also another law that we have recorded under the new dispensation. Mm-hmm. And I also think that it is important to understand that self-determination is something that is not supposed to be granted as a gift. It's a right, it's an entitlement. Now, when the new dispensation came in, for a few days we had the honeymoon period where we assumed that things are going to be okay, people are allowed to protest if they feel like they're not getting enough services, they're not getting good governance. Mm-hmm. But we then realized that this government is not going to continue down that path when it realized that it cannot respond to the needs of the people adequately. So that again is a factual issue. That is not me speaking out of emotion. That is not me speaking out of opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to the education sector that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people right now, they cannot even pay for their school fees. I have friends, I have people that cannot go back into university because their parents' salaries cannot pay simple accommodation money. And we haven't mm-hmm. started talking about the livelihoods. Again, that is a law. Now, let's not even go into other issues that are complex, like the issue of inflation, which could be also then be credited to the whole government and the finance ministry. But I mean, I honestly think in summary, in trying to sum up everything and how it affects young people, I think we're not better off. It is an opinion, but facts on the ground point to the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Now, Glenn, with all that, and like you mentioned, you're not the first person to mention that. Earlier on, I was talking about, I played a clip of Boost Fellowship, young people who are trying to figure it out, who are trying to uplift themselves. Yes, Zimbabwe is in a very bad state when we're talking about the economy itself. Others will argue when we're talking about politics, it's in a very similar bad state. Is there a way for youths to uplift each other, to uplift themselves? Is there a way to navigate through all this mess?
Of course, a way should be there. I mean, where there is a will, there is a way, right? But we also have to look within the environment between young, in which young people are operating. And I know a lot of young people and a lot of young people's organizations that are looking into uplifting each other. For example, the one that you've talked about, which is Boost. Mm-hmm. We also have seen other non-governmental organizations that are coming through and working from their various corners. It could be sexual and reproductive health rights issues. It could be democracy issues. It could be education, tourism, whatever it is. But unfortunately, sometimes the environment within which you operate will always dictate the pace or level at which you can go at. Mm-hmm. And even though young people right now are talking about entrepreneurship, right? The question is, how many young people have the capacity to be entrepreneurs? Mm-hmm. Boost Fellowship, for example, functions only within universities. That means you're targeting a particular demography of young people, and you're making the assumption that young people are monolithic and they're the same. You find them in the same places, they have the same needs, but it is not like that. Mm-hmm. Now, it is the duty of government to make sure that they even out the scales, they make sure that everybody is afforded opportunity depending on whatever things that are peculiar to them. It could be the out-of-school young people, it could be young people in rural areas, it could be young people in tertiary education, but government has to come up with policies that address these young people right at their point of need. And this is why we end up having these issues of escalated drug use, because young people do not have things to do. Now, your question was, is there a way for young people to help each other? I think it is there. I think young people need to stop being manipulated by politicians. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this is the reality that we have seen in Zimbabwe, that the politicians of all parties really manipulate young people. Mm-hmm. They do not give young people real voice and real power. So young people are just pawns in a greater game where the principals are the ones that make the decisions. So we want to, like I've said before, we want to see young people demanding more space, demanding real power to be able to actually come to the center and front of political discussion in Zimbabwe. Because, I mean, you and I have already established from my suggestions right now, from my contributions, that politics is almost determining everything in Zimbabwe right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important for young people to have a voice there. And then for young people to also organize in other spaces, in other spheres, and demand from a rights-based perspective, and also from a citizen, simply being a citizen of Zimbabwe, there are certain things that you should be accorded. And then from a moral perspective, because it is not right that only a few people should be able to eat from the resources of the country while the rest of the majority of the country are suffering. That is also even a moral issue, and a lack of, I think it's a lack of emotion and humane behavior on the part of our leaders to continue to maintain the status quo when we are seeing that a lot of people are suffering.
All right, Glenn, let me hold you there for 1 second. I have a caller. Waiting in Tatum Lalili, and then I'll come back to you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Glenn Dliwayo. Now, before I take Umlaleli, let me see ukuthi abantu bona, what are they saying? Emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook ngishilo ngempela ngathi, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our 3 Facebook pages. Sakamsakangana Muriya Zimbabwe, please go ahead and share the program. Kuitrok tuone no wandu wedu, lingakhohlwe phela ukuthi lilakho ukubhala inombolo zocingo emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook ku VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Triple Zakare, pa VOA Ndebele. Now, Castle to LV VOA Studio 7. Vusumuzu Ndlovu Uzi. Hello, Big Mike. Labalaleli Nkona Gushelo. Kisea Gwamgela Gushelo, Big Mike. Poma Posa says, hi, team. I'm watching you from Dangamvura Kumtare Uko. Kuriseko Kumtare. Teliwa says, Anzi, Iwa, Dilipopa Chirongwa Tinotenda Shkuru. Teliwe. Freeman Singani saying, watching you live for Facebook from Romsech, South Africa. Huchand, Freeman, how is Romsech? Anzi na Yetel, I'm watching you live in Rimu Renberg. Iwa Kuriseko, South Africa. And then Mask D says, there are no jobs. What do you expect them to do? Ever since ED became president, not even a single job was created. Well, is that factual? I look forward to hearing from my other panelists. One of them is actually someone who's been empowered under the time, Sigabonga Meli Emerson Mnangagwa. So I look forward to hearing Uguti Umnumzana John Mchenje Yena, who's a young entrepreneur. What does he have to say? But let me hear what the callers have to say first. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli othini ngathi nzoya ukuthi mthereri iyari ukuthi nenyaya thinayo nasi mchirongwa. Kola mthereri, tinomgamchira mchirongwa, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ariparo nare ndiyani.
Yebo baba.
Yebo mnumzana, unjani?
Hayi, sikhona umbeli njani ndani baba.
Hayi, siyaphila, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngusasa.
Golide unjani chuma?
Hayi, ngikhona umbeli njani ndani baba.
Hayi, siyaphila. Nantu tabo lukho nokuhlelo namuhla usuku lwe Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day seluyafika ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 21 February bathi usuku lolu lujonge ukuthakazelela ukuthuthukiswa kwabatsha kwele Zimbabwe. Ubona ngani lokhu kwenzakala na?
Hayi, mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo. Bakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho ngoba heyi abantwana bathele nzima. Kunje abantwana kabasaye ezikolo, bakula misebenzi, bakula ukuthi abantu benjayo sebesebenza ukusebenzisa ama-drugs. Betshela benata bezona ithi kona sokuwonakala elizweni. Hayi, kunobunzima obukhulu kakhulu kaze kakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho. Ikuthakazelela udubo. Udubo ngabe ngathakazelela into eyathakazelela udubo olukhona lolukukhala. Asikuthi kuyabethakazelela, bayabethakazelela ukukhala impilo zabo. Ubeka kusasa nabo limnyama kakhulu babithi. Sakula nto eyihle lapha elizweni la. Hayi, abantwana bathele nzima. Abaningi bathile izikolo bayekisehlulekile ukuthi sibahambise izikolo. Abaningi bayehlulekile ukuthi bathele imisebenzi kayikho. Sebephika ngokuthatha into ezidakamezwa lezi ezidakayo. Babe sebesibona ikubona elizweni lapha sekunokufa okuningi kakhulu kubulawana kusenziwani. Hayi, akula nto eyihle laphana. Ngambona ukuthi kungathakazelelwa lapha ikhona. Ngabe bethakazelele ukukhala. Njengabantwana benjove obabone be-high school laba kade bekumele babetshengisela ilungelo labo ngobuhlungu ababubonayo kubazali ukuthi balobunzima obukhulu kakhulukazi bela kusasa labo limnyama labantwana kubuhlungu kakhulukazi.
Kodwa Golide, awungitshele ubona ngani udubo lolu lakho kulungisiswa na? Sibona abantu abasakhulayo besethuthukiswa kwele Zimbabwe.
Mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo. Hayi, kunzima.
Ngani usitsho kanjani?
Ukuthi lulungisiswe. Luyalungisiswa ngubani? Ngayo ivele ikhanda libe liwonakeleyo. Kakula amatrobisi wonke angena egangeni ngokuphela. Vele kakula mntu ezalunga laphana. Ngaso kumele ukuthi nje angazi kuya ngokuya igeneration engcenyezayo yeza izinto ukuthi zikambe kahle. Kwakhathesi hayi, siphinde sikhohlwe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Chuma, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Angithi bafo.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Alright, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Basibasa Chuma, our first caller ongena kuhlelo namhla. Basibasa Chuma was saying, aiwa ibone maonro avo, anzi youth empowerment ku Zimbabwe, bodo azuitike. Here I have my second guest ongena kuhlelo, second guest Ndiva John Mchenje. Ngathi nzwe ukuthi bamchenje iwe vanoti nenyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. John Mchenje is an agronomist, he's a young champion farmer kwele Zimbabwe, he's an entrepreneur. I mentioned earlier on, Umchenje is another one of the young people who has actually gained under the time Sigabonga, Meli, Emerson, and Mnangagwa. Asizweni ukuthi yena Umchenje uthini ngodaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo. Bamchenje ndino mgamchira mchirongwa. Welcome to the program, Chief. Zurufambe.
Thank you very much.
Aiwa, tinoti zvikurusa. Nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa vamuchenje. Tiri kukurukura nezve zuva reRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day iri kuyamiswa 21 February. Vechidiki vazhinji munyika vari kuchema vachiti zuva iri they feel as though it's not relevant. Nyaya yekuti nemaondoro avo vechidiki havasi kuwanawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira munyika. Could I hear your take on this? What is your understanding of the holiday? And do you think that the ideologies of the holiday are being implemented in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much, Ove. I think the day when it was introduced, it's a day which was created for the youth in Zimbabwe, the National Youth Day. It's one of the challenges by Susu, the seven arrests in Zimbabwe. Now, Namabata on the issue of empowerment, where you're saying a lot of youth, they are saying they are not being given chance and opportunities by the government in terms of on the empowerment program. The issue which is there is the new dispensation government, which is there, being led by Excellency President Komodivaso Mnangagwa. There are a lot of opportunities which are there, and that has been created for young people. I can speak more about agriculture. Recently, the Minister of Agriculture has downsized a number of sizes of farms in Zimbabwe. This was done to allow or to give chance to young people to benefit in the second land reform program, which is now happening. So there are a lot of opportunities which are there. So it is a day that has been created for us to meet and network and find opportunities where, as young people, we can actually benefit on the programs that are being availed by the government.
Asiwa mchenje, pane vechidiki vajinji, varukuchema vachiti, they're not accessing these things that you're talking about. A lot of them are crying, saying, yes, it may be existent, but one of two things are happening. The first one being, vanekadremsanganore ZANU-PF, nduwaruku benefita, kanawusiruwebatore ZANU-PF, you're not benefiting. The second being, they feel as though it's not enough that's being done, kusimzira vechidiki minyika. What do you have to say about that?
Let me respond on the issue. You know, Ramunangagwa is the president of Zimbabwe. Vagasaru is the president of Zimbabwe. So, Musu Akango, the president of Zimbabwe, Varukumira, each and every person in the country. And the Minister of Agriculture, or even the Minister of Youth, or Empowerment, is not housed at ZANU-PF headquarters. It's housed my different offices, MMMs, are. So the opportunities are there. What we need to do as young people, let's remove the negative, the component, everything which is from the government, from the country. Yes, it's a fact that the government which is there was formed by the ruling party, Yakawina Malaysia, the country. But it's there to serve us as Zimbabweans. So, for example, you have the land. When you are going to apply land, which means Zimbabwe, you are allowed. And they are entitled to apply land, and they are entitled to, and they are allowed to get land in Zimbabwe. And I think they are in the country. So, I mean, the other thing is, you could see there's a ZAN or whatever. Let's all participate. Then, for each more opportunity, the government is trying. I'm also in Yastalina, leading a group of people in that country. The government has actually opened my avenues. For example, the land is changing. I've been encouraging my youth to try. Let's go and apply for district office. Because the land which I want to apply are interested in funding, not working hard. Tell them mining, you're youth mining. They are there. Youth are getting materials, youth are making money out of gold. They are mining, which means the opportunities are there. But it needs you to take action. But opportunity are we working hard? What your family are the powerful cousins that was far.
All right, Parnari, let me head over to Uglen. Let me give him an opportunity to say what he has to say about what you the input you just gave. Let's head over to Umnumzana Udliwayo. Glenn, are you on the line there?
Yes, I'm on the line, Mike.
All right, you just heard there from one of the beneficiaries himself, one of the young people who feels as though he was uplifted under the leadership of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He says opportunities for the youth are more than a plenty. They're there. He even says, you know what? He himself is rooting. He's calling on the youth to come out. He highlights several different things. We touched on the issue, Yogi Vajinji. A lot of young people feel as though for you to benefit, you have to be a member of ZANU-PF. His response, he says, the President Mnangagwa is mentioned, Anzi, for you to get these benefits, you have to go to it's not stationed at the ZANU-PF headquarters. It is stationed at the State House. What do you have to say about that?
Mike, I think there is a problem where we encounter Kuti. Once a person has been a beneficiary of the system for whatsoever reason, whether genuinely or through connections or through whatever means, they believe that it is as easy for everybody. Now, he mentioned the issue of Empower Bank. Before I left Zimbabwe, I was very much involved in the process of trying to get young people empowered financially through Empower Bank. Mm-hmm. Number one, the loans that are given out by Empower Bank are one of the most expensive loans in the country, but they are meant to what? To empower young people. Mm-hmm. I've actually forgotten the actual percentage, but I remember very well that the interest rates were very punitive. Number two, when you talk about Empower Bank, you want to ask them, how much money are they sitting on and how much money have they given out? Mm-hmm. Number three, the government of Zimbabwe in the Mugabe era and in the Emmerson Mnangagwa continues to believe that doling out money and resources is empowering young people. It is far and beyond from that, further away from that. Because how do you give money to a young person who you have not capacitated to be able to function within an economy as volatile as Zimbabwe is? Even the best entrepreneurs struggle in the economy of Zimbabwe. Now you say we've set aside 2 million for young people in Zimbabwe. How many young people are in Zimbabwe? Let's do the numbers. Assuming Zimbabwe has a population of 14 million, young people are about 60%. You're looking at about 7 million young people. Mm-hmm. And you give them what? 1 million. That's a dollar per young person on average. Mm-hmm. Now, when you even look at the land again, this are distributive issues. Even if you're going to redistribute land to everybody in Zimbabwe, it cannot happen. We want to look at the fundamental economics that make sure that every young person is able to follow their dream and set their own path and not just say, and I don't know, I mean, even if every young person was going to be given funds and even if it was non-partisan, of which I know it is, even if it was non-partisan, it wasn't going to alleviate the issue and the problem of unemployment. Now, what we want is a government that is very sincere with the challenge that we have, that, hey, look, we have a challenge here. For those that want to go into farming, okay, these are the avenues, this is what you follow. And it has got to have nothing to do with political party affiliation. Now, I'm changing. We all know that in Zimbabwe, we have beautiful laws, we have beautiful constitutions that they're playing around with now. But there is a difference between the letters and what is actually obtaining on the ground. And this is what we're saying. Let's harmonize what we say we're going to do for people and what we actually then do. Because Zimbabwe has a problem of implementation. So for him, fair and square, happy for him and many other young people that have been able to get farms there. But I'm saying, let's look at the broader issues affecting young people. Before they get into farming, they need to learn critical analysis. They need to learn critical skills. They have to be educated. But education is going beyond the reach of many because their parents cannot simply pay school fees. Okay. For them to be able to go and start thinking, I want to get into entrepreneurship, they have to be able to have food on their table. Mm-hmm. How do you give a person who's starving money from Empower Bank with a punitive interest rate and you're assuming that you're empowering that person? They are simply going to default on that loan. They're going to consume it because they have nothing in their bellies. And these are the issues that are very fundamental. You cannot play around just setting aside $1 million for 7 million young people and you say that we have empowered young people. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important for government, first and foremost, especially from the youth department, from the youth ministry, to say, how can we genuinely tackle the issue of empowering young people and even begin to define what that word means for every set of young people? Mm-hmm. We need to come to a point, Mike, and I'm changing, where we sit down and say, I know what's the young person in Zimbabwe, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are the realities of these young people? Why do my group up? Saka kuti timati ava tinova itirei. Kwete kungoita ma grandstanding where they just go there in front of young people and then say takuitirei zvakati. Tambozvi kumbira here. Mambozvi kumbira kuti maunziro amurikuita zvinhu izvi, the way you are bringing it to us, is it the most effective? And who are you to do things for us without us? Now, in the distribution of land, if you ask what I'm changing, many young people involved here, you know, it's Amadalas. In the power politics, in the play of politics in power, young people are there? No, they're only there to be deputy secretary of the party, to be members of the youth assembly. But they don't make real decisions. We want to be able to start making real decisions that impact our present. And unfortunately, it's not even the future anymore. It's the present.
All right, Glenn, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ngithatha umlaleli, and I hear ukuthi uMantate Mlotshwa is on the line. We have a third guest who's calling us. Hi, it gets much more fun in Zimbabwe. Muhle, let's head over to the caller. Sizwe ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lekhona ekudwini. Caller, mthereri, ndinomgamchira emtshirongwa, ndiyana ripo parunare.
Mazera ke mkomo Mike.
Ai wandri bo mkomo wangu zviri kufamba.
Ai wandri bo chaizvo kuri sei koko.
Ah, bo ndimkoma donera.
Ivo chaivo.
Kuri sei koko Rustenburg.
Ah, kuno kuri nani mgomba, kungo tsanizo watingo vanda o, tinga kodi iku, kwedi kusingati kuna kawo.
Ndakuona ika mchinyora comment pa Facebook, mchiti, vechidiki zvinazvo, ndakumira mushe, tsanangura imutu zao zvizhinji.
Nishu wa zinazo, ndakumira mushe, nukuti muka wa empowerment iruta kwanda kanka kwi. Ndakuna nga pebata kutara ya regesi iruta kwa kuti empowerment iruta. But ya wano jim pao imendi ya ndaka wana kuru nende Zimbabwe ndiye kuti wano wano kutika napaka nji yuti mopu wa mabora mwenye kwa mazitia mwenye mwenzi mwenye kana yuti ofisa yuti wati ofisa waya adresa jimtangana jeta kichi rali kwenye kwa mazitia mopu wa mabora kana mwenzi mwenzi kama rongaya matimu haisiwa yuti mpawa mendi ya duta wana za hewe mwenye kwa mazitia kutu mazitia mwenye kwa mkufika hamino ji mwenye kwa runga ane mwenye zokorukwa hizi yeti ne program nima project ya tunao hakuna youth empowerment ndiyo muzimbabwe ndiye industry ivhugwe hamungozosimakata vazoti youth empowerment because chinoita kuti vataure mashoko avo ndicho kuti vandogaita hapana kana basa youth kutambura sekutambura kana pama industry rakavhura chaizvo kamakambani akavhura hapana nombozozvira chingoti payouth kare katinombozivirwa zvokuti payouth empowerment vana baba vedu aingoshanda mambasa vakashanda vana vadiki vakatodzoka zvikoro but vakatomboshanda yende vazingambotaukuza zvokuti youth empowerment sazodi iza kuti vandovati vari kusindikana.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka kandai mazuye nyokupedzira vamambo.
Handi ndongokutaura kungokumbira hangu kuti dei kuri kunzi vachihwisa vanhu ava. Vambo suduruka. Voitawo vaichidiki ava vachamisa tomboona kuti zvinofamba sei. Tinoti navachamisa tine hope. Tinoti zvati zvinhu zvinonaka.
Mune mazuve here kwa
vanhu vanoti fingira play.
Vamambo mune mazuve here kana mvunzo wekukandira kuna vamuchenje ivo vari kuti hanzi aiwa mikana iripo munyika vechidiki vaimutori.
Ndinawo mahwi.
Kanda henyu vari kukunzwa.
Vamuchenje ndoda kuti taurira nechokwadi musara tiri kuchokwadi achikutukama. Munonyatsoziziva kuti zvinhu zvemuZimbabwe zvinoitwa nezvemaparty lines zvekuti kana usiri webatiri zvanhu kuyevha hauna chaunowana munozviziva izvo. Vatirege kuvanda. Kana paichabudi kana chingava chikafu chingava chii kana rubatiro rwunobva kwokusvamu chaigugana kwasvika kumarural areas vanakanzela mberi zvezvati vane zvemusangano but pazvakabva ngo yakafanda zvinhu but kana zvasvika munozviziva ini ipoendiipi ndakambosvika mukwekwe ndichinzi ndikavhunzwa inini paka ndichida kubasa kanziwo unoziva ndikumusangano zvandikati ha handinawa ndinoziva kuno kumidland inoti ndobva kumasvingo ndakuvhunzwa zvemasaca wemusangano he uri mufeo here uri muchii saka ndo zvatinofanga kuti hapana chinobuda vamuchenje kana muchigabvisa izvozvose izvozvo kadangu impawa yutingo ndirai kuti nyika ine vanhu vakasiyana siyana vasingavhoterei vasinga vasiri vezanu p f vane vezanu p f vamwe mapato ya mukaziva izvozvo minge magona nokuti kana chimiro chiripo ndechekutasa kuti vanhu vezanu p f ndovanonzi mayuti kana mukatiza kana mapresidential scholarship aya zvainyaya kubhenefitwa navana vanhu vezanu ndovanyaya zvavana mukana yeyo
aiwa takuzaivakana ngoma dhoni nguva ndiyadyanana tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe vateerera dokuna muchirongwa handisi. Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from Mnumzana Donald Mambo Mayena. Ukanya ngani uyavumelana ngalo mbono ka Mnumzana uSibasa Chuma esithi izinto azimanga kuhle fo abantu abasakhulayo sizwe njalo uMnumzana uJohn Mchenje yena ongusakhulayo he's a farmer and agronomist champion farmer kwele Zimbabwe as a matter of fact esithi amathuba akhona agcwele Big Mike ukuthi abuya nini abantu abasakhulayo agcwele amathuba kodwa umlaleli yena uthi hayi amanga asizweni ukuthi my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo uMantate Mlotshwa human rights activist yena uthini ngodaba lesilalo namuhla kuhlelo. Mantate ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo siswami, how you doing? Hi, ngiyaphila nantu dabo lukhona kuhlelo namhla. We're talking about the upcoming Robert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day that's coming up on the 21st. Early on we spoke to different youth. One is saying ukuthi amathuba in the country they're not there. Omunye is saying amathuba akhona. What do you have to say?
Oh yeah, I think I'll just catch it from the last three people that spoke and say, when you empower a young person, you're teaching a young person how to fish. You're not giving them a fish, number one. Mm. When you're coming to give me, when you're coming to teach me how to fish, it means that today is a place where I'm going to fish. Mm-hmm. There's an environment that allows me to fish. When I catch the fish, I should be able to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. In other words, it shouldn't be about, oh, okay, you're going to give me 5,000 Zimbabwean branch dollars. I think it's very important that you understand that some of these opportunities, especially within Power Bank, I would want to say that this is a bond mentality in the US dollar economy or US dollar level problems in them. You can give me 5,000 Zimbabwean dollars today, but the value for which I take today is not going to be the same value that I need to use it tomorrow. So at the end of the day, you discover that I'm an opportunity now to not factor in some of the dynamics in our country. And then the other thing I wanted to say would be one of the challenges we have with these opportunities, as much as the once someone says that they are open for young people across political lines, bravo. If it's working, that way, it's great. But then the biggest problem I have, because I've been reading on the news, today I just read also the women's department of the women's team talking about how the opportunities should be open for women outside the political parties. The end goal for them is they want more numbers for the 2023 elections, which is unfair because our opportunities are out there to advance a certain agenda. When an opportunity is associated with an agenda, it must be designed to include everyone. Mm-hmm. And then also the other question I have within this idea of opportunities, what do people living with disabilities fall within these opportunities? Because we discover that there is a child, probably every family or child number one, doesn't have access to the internet. That was repeatedly empowered and doesn't know, okay, now we're empowered and we're $5,000, what do I need to go there? And I want to know, what are there or intentional are there intentions to actually involve people living with disabilities? Is there information that's available in braille, is the information that's available in audio format, is the information that's available for the different people that have different disabilities, because not only like, you know, those opportunities are not designed for them. And then the other thing I was talking about with a friend of mine was that there's an issue of segments and grief in them. I can be sad about the environment and say, oh, okay, things are really bad, but I'm hopeful that they're going to get better. But then I'm in this place where a lot of Zimbabweans still look at things are not getting better. So even if I come up with this amazing business idea, or I'm finishing school, I'm not going to apply for a job in Zim. I'm not going to apply for a loan in Zim, because number one, I don't know how I'm going to pay back if it's going to work out, because I said earlier about the bond issue, the US dollar issue. There is inflation, so I can take the loan, but it might not work for me. So that's a dynamic we need to understand as well. The fact that young people are getting out of school and leaving the country, that's a reality that we need to face. So we can talk all we want about those money that are there for our cross-party young people, but if the environment is not designed for me to fish, or if I'm fishing in a place where there's not fish, it becomes very useless. Mm-hmm. Then the last thing I wanted to say was, within social media, this National Youth Day, I want to talk about the issue of universities. Guys, the tuition fees went up, and I'll give an example of me. I'm a part-time student. I was paying 853, and my fees went up to 5,205. And the people that are paying $600, now they're paying $6,500. And I'm saying, within that line, my parents' salary didn't change. Mm-hmm. So there is pressure on young people that want to go back and finish school. But the truth is, I will have money ending. So they're asking themselves, can I get a job to pay for my fees or to help my parents pay for my accommodation? But they don't have a job because Zim doesn't have the practical solutions or practical opportunities to this environment, this US dollar economy that we are operating in. So I think as we talk about this opportunity, let's think of those young people that are in school where fees, accommodation, so expensive. I don't even know what's happening right now with a lot of them. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be saying. The government talks about how they're providing opportunities such as AMA loans for parents to get. But I can get a $5,000 loan, but if I'm earning $500 as a parent, even in a year, I can't afford to pay that loan and still support my family in terms of food, abantwana, escola, uniform, clothes, things like that. So it's unrealistic opportunities within a context at US dollars and the government is saying bonds. Then the last thing on that issue is the students that are going on attachment, students that are looking for jobs, and the issue of exposure, especially for girls. You get into an industry and you're looking for apartments, you're looking for a job in this economy where jobs are generally not available. And you're told that you need to sleep with someone to get a job, which is a problem for me. But because people feel they don't have alternatives, a lot of young women are falling into this trap. So those are things we need to be talking about. Is getting to this National Youth Day, we're celebrating young people. But what exactly are we celebrating? Because some of these opportunities, honestly, are just there because they need to be seen working, but they don't translate to the practical solutions that we need.
All right. Thank you so much, Mantate. Let me take a caller that's joining me, and then we'll give Umchenge an opportunity ukuthi he responds to all of you guys. Yes, ukuthi ngilomlaleli, let's head over to the caller. Caller, mthereri, ndinomkamchira mchirongo wangu bani okhonekta ngwena. Caller, hello. Mthereri, aripo parinareri. Caller, hello. Okay, let's move over to Umnumzana Umchenge. Let's give him a chance to respond to what Mr. Mamboma had to say, what Glenn had to say, and what Mantate had to say. Vamchenje, muripo parinare, Mgom. Mkana uripo pinraitinzwe, manzwazo wa tauro wana Mamboma, manzwazo wa tauro wana Glenn, mkanzwazo wa kare, wa tauro wana Mantate.
Okay, thank you very much. Pane Mambuta, I think ni achona, wachiti... He has the land or an opportunity to have. I know one is based on the part of the ground. It's still good in our thing. Obviously, the woman that I said before, I want to keep us on the page. And they come out to say, woman that you know come and do still for it. But my ministers that are there to save my Zimbabweans, regardless of the personal situation, you have an empower. Then if I'm my younger children, yes, you know, empowerment, employment, creation, and media. If you check the government, they're trying to get re-engagement and re-engage my international community and partner for them to invest in our country. But when you have two different the economy, I think we are agreeing to that. First one are the sanctions, then the second one is corruption, which is within our country, which is the president is trying to fight through re-engineering it. So those issues, those are the two corruption. And then the sanctions. And I'm happy to see, I think yesterday, there are certain moves that I don't know, some of our officials from assumptions. It means
No. Let me correct you, Papo. I'm change. Let me correct you, Papo. I want to be swapped my sanctions list. So I got to swap a name a list which is called a watching list. Vachiri Pama sanctions list. It's just Uti Iripo EU. It's not an active list. I think I got visa. I'm going to I'm garbage it.
But it shows that we are moving on the right direction.
Okay.
The way that we are moving for the removal of sanctions. I think it's, we are moving from one to another stage. It is a positive note on the re-engagement which are being done by the President, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Peta, you can come, Peta.
Just Peta, I'm going to
go. Oh, eh.
So, the issue of my empowerment, my youth, I think the issue is as my youth, let's be proactive, Vanilla. Even if it's on our own initiative in our tiers, I think the Dora Minister at Kids Convention is very open. Let's bring in our tiers, I'm going to meetings now on issues that are affecting my youth and how best we can assist the government. Our ideas are needed, the government. But to say, to our own message, how best can we shape up our economy? And I'm happy to tell you that my youth are not the future, but we are the present. Because we are going to go to the farm, and then we are going to go to the farm. We are going to We have this opportunity, the president, let's bring in all our ideas, my ministers, the president, attention. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. I'm changing. Go and do it. Gana na saka ndiro tenda zvikuru ndoti kwamuri bye bye. Let me give Vashiwayo mkana kuti vapeto mchirongwa. Then we'll head over to Mantate so that she can wrap up the conversation. Glenn, let's head over to you. Vashiwayo, manzwa zvataura na vamchenje. Go and do it. Gana na saka ndanchi kumbura kuti mukande your last words towards the conversation itself and respond to vamchenje.
I think I just want to agree with him where we find each other in that we both deplore corruption and we're saying that the country should deal with that issue of corruption before it tries to do anything else on the economic front, because it's like putting money in putting water in a bucket like a boka. And this is what we have been doing. But beyond corruption, we need to be dealing with clientelism and patronage, which is exactly what he's been refuting. Kutivano, but linked to the ruling party are the ones that get certain resources as a way, as a kickback, as a thank you. We need to be dealing away with that. But when it comes specific to young people, I think I have a set of recommendations. First of all, young people should be given a genuine voice, a genuine right to be heard, a genuine right to self-determination, a genuine right to freedom of affiliation, freedom of choice, and be empowered to be able to see through their decisions and their choices being part of policy of the country and actually being part of public goods. Recreation centers, gava they a part of the solution instead of just being mere beneficiaries of the system. Kureva izvo kuti muma political party, ese zvavo, tuda kuona vechidiki. Muhurumende, who is the youngest young person who is a minister? We actually are running out of names that we can call young people, people below the age of 35, according to the African Union Charter, which we youth charter, which we subscribe to and ratified. So tuda kuona more young people below the age of 35 achipinda into these kind of positions. And like what Wamchenje said, a state of young, being a young person is not a permanent state. It's a transition state. You're moving through that. Trudeau to Urumende is what you have. You're going to take a issue. You're going to have a new broken adults in the future. So let's be able to make sure that these people who are young people now are able to set a good foundation for those that are going to be young people in the future, but they will also become more responsible adults. Otherwise, the country of the future is in jeopardy right now. We have young people that are dropping out of school. We have young people that are actually just going to school to sit because teachers are much more motivated. Young people taking drugs.
Let me hold you there for one second, but time is running out. Let me give Mantate a chance to wrap up the conversation. Thank you so much. Mantate, wrap it up within a minute and a half, please.
One of the things that I really want to say is that as young people, one of the biggest challenges we have in Zimbabwe is that we don't have trust in the system. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame young people for failing to trust the system, because the system represents a broken, it's actually a broken, rotten system. And no matter how much we come out here and defend these are the changes or whatever that's been brought into the state, The truth is the system is broken. Someone said that the president is helping to fight corruption, but we can all read the news, and recently it doesn't seem that way. So there is this hypocrisy where people want to act like they're doing certain things, but they're not doing those things. So at the end of the day, we're those young people that are constantly being told there's a change for you, there's money for you guys. But as I said earlier, this is a bond mentality of providing us with Zimbabwean dollars, but the economy is on a US dollar level. The challenge is we're facing that US dollar level. So let us be honest about the problems of young people. And the last thing I want to say, as young people, we know the problems we're facing. We know the solutions that we want. Don't come to us and tell us this is what we have for you. This is how we think it's going to work for you. Come and ask me what I want, the resources
all
that
right.
I need. Make those available and allow me to be a young person and to drive my life.
Thank you so much for coming into the program. Zimbabwe Nguandiye Jiganana. You heard from John Muchenje, Mandate Mlotjwa, and Glenn Ziwayo. Thank you so much to all the callers. Thank you so much to everybody who shared the program. Thank you so much to everyone. Ranyura Makomens, Anoko Nega Nemfaro. Same time, same place. Jini Mike Hove. Bye bye!